February 24, 1899. Extracts from Testimonies. Ellen G. White. This condition of things has been created in our conferences and churches. The evil is not with one man or with two. It is the whole that needs the cleansing and setting in order. It has been some years since I have considered the General Conference as the voice of God. In order to save money, camp meetings have been held over and over in the same place. They should have been held in new places, that the standard of truth might be lifted and the message proclaimed, "The Lord is coming, and the end of all things is at hand." But unconsecrated hearts and unsanctified counsel have used the means necessary to do this, in other directions, to gratify selfish ambitions. God is not pleased. There is a dearth of means, and there will be a dearth of means just as surely as those who are connected with the work of God neglect to humble their hearts before God. They must fall on the rock and be broken, or that rock will fall on them and grind them to powder. This evil has been done in united action. Men do not well to try to shield themselves and fasten their guilt upon one or two. Their hearts must change. Every page of that dark history is written in the books of heaven to react upon every soul who is engaged in these schemes, unless they shall repent with that repentance that needeth not to be repented of. The Lord cannot tolerate any such transactions as those that have been professedly done in His name. He abhors all such satanic principles. What shall be done in the future? That is the question now. What shall be done in the future? Lest you offend God, place no responsibility upon any man who has become leavened by connection with this work, unless he shows that he has a sense of the evil practices and separates them from the institution, unless he condemns all that savors of injustice, overbearing, or lording it over God's heritage. There has been a betrayal of sacred trusts. The work of God has been abused and covered up with men's unsanctified attributes, and God says, "Shall I not judge for these things?" It is for such working as these that Christ says, "I came not to send peace, but a sword." May God grant that never again shall this policy exist in our institutions, that no events or combination of events shall lead men to repeat the past. There is a work to be done that has not yet been done. The temple courts are not yet cleaned as they must be before the work which Christ did after the cleaning of the temple can be done. Then all the sick were brought to him, and he laid his hands upon them and healed them all. The opinion of those handling sacred things has been that God did not expect them to be too liberal in business deal. The income must be brought into the work and the cause of God. Therefore, scheming and artful presentation and false representation have been made. And if it is never revealed in this time of probation, the future will show accounts standing in the books of heaven that reveal dishonesty, sharpness in business deal. These can never be washed away by the blood of the Lamb until full repentance and restitution show a conversion of the soul from the sinful practices to righteousness.